Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Dr. Cupertino Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, I'm praying that we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison on with us today. He is just a fascinating person, and he brings wisdom, unparalleled wisdom. And we want to make sure that you guys have him in your best of interest in your heart. It is the Christmas season, and he has a lot to talk about. Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning? Colonel Harrison, say something to your audience. Colonel Harrison, say something to your audience. Well, I want you guys to bear with me. I'm on my cell phone. Let me see if I can bring Colonel Harrison in. Okay, we're going to see if we can bring him in. Okay, we're on Blog Talk now, right here. I'm going to the studio to get him in. Studio, okay. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Okay, I don't see him on yet, but you're on, and that is what counts. Now, let me talk to you about something. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it's that season again. It's the holiday season, but a lot of people, they're not exactly sure what they're going to be doing in 2020. You know, Christmas is one day, and I love it. They call my house the Christmas house because it's Christmassy all year round, and all I do is just, you know, buy some new ornaments and some new garlands. I buy some new cars. I just buy a whole lot of stuff just to make sure, just to make sure that everything is going to be fun and joyous the entire year. And so with that being said, you know, I'm not talking negative about Christmas, but people tend to buy all the liquor and whiskey and eat all the food until then, and until maybe the New Year's, and then they don't know what direction their life is going to take. But I think we need to figure out, pray for, conjure up, whatever it takes to make the world a better place. We need to decide, we need to make that decision that we are going to make this world a better place. And the only way that we can do that is to stretch out, reach out, pray. And when I say pray, I just mean, you know, you're on your knees, you're falling down, and your hands are all up. You can pray with an utterance. You can say, oh, help me, God. Help the world. In the name of Jesus. In any name, some kind of name. Because we're all in this together. And when you talk about making the world a better place, it doesn't mean just going around giving out alms or money, or just going out saying, I love you, going out saying, do you need anything? It means a living example. You can help make the world a better place if you were blind, deaf, and dumb, because your example is what people are watching. Your example. What are you doing? What are you doing? Not what you're talking about, but what are you doing? You know, the animals, the birds, the insect, the ants, they all have a voice. But what are they doing? What are they doing? And this is what the world wants today. My daddy, the late, great Dr. Reverend James Howard Mims said, people would rather see a sermon than hear one. And that's the problem that some of us are experiencing today. They don't think people are watching them when they're going around writing books and writing on concrete and writing on a chalkboard. People want to see what you're doing. People learn better from example than from what a person says. You know, you could have drunk whiskey all last night and you're getting up trying to say something the next day. Well, people are not interested in that. And we start talking about making the world a better place. Well, why should anyone be interested in that? You know, hey, I got mine, you get yours. It's not that way anymore. All of us over 3 years old know something is wrong in our world. And whatever it is, we've got to figure out how best to live. How best to live and listen to those that have been given divine authority to speak. For example, many of you have called and you've written in about Dr. Colonel Harrison. Is he really a minister? Is he really standing in their Second Union Church every week? What is he talking about there? Well, of course, you can go on the Facebook page for Second Union Church and find out exactly what he's saying. But while some of you feel that you want to hear everyday talk for everyday living, well, Dr. Colonel Harrison is experienced too in that. So he just didn't get off of the Plymouth and start talking about world events. But the spotlight now is on you this morning. What are you going to do in 2020 to help the world become a better place, to help make it a better place? What are some of the things you can do? Well, Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Capitina. I am with you this morning. Good morning to you and the listening audience. Just tune in, and I'm glad to be here and invited again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're on this topic. What can individuals do to help make the world a better place? Yes, it's killing. Yes, it's maiming. Yes, there's a lot of drug addiction going on in our world. Yes, it looks like America is getting ready to fall. Yes, the churches is drying up. Yes, everybody hates everyone. Yes, everyone has their thing on a trigger. But there's got to be some kind of something that can be offered our world so that on an individual level, we all know what we should be doing, what we can do, and what we could have even done yesterday. But right now, Colonel Harrison, can you give us a little insight on this? People want to know, what can they do to help make this world a better place? Not just for 2020, but right now, today.
We have to go back to the grassroots principles of family, beginning with the family. Family's got to become more loving to one another, embracing each other, helping one another. It all begins with the family. I understand that there are variations of family. Some children may have been given up to foster homes and adopted through the court system and all of that, but there's a family member somewhere. There's a mother somewhere. There's a father somewhere. We got to connect with family. And family got to be more loving, more supportive, more caring, more uplifting to each other. I remember growing up, my parents didn't have a lot, but what they had, my mother and her sisters, they shared with each other. They shared clothing for the children, as the children about the same ages, and in the different household, mother, sister live a few doors from my mother. They exchange food, whatever the need was that my mother family, she and her sisters had, they shared. And families, and the love was within the individual family household. So basically, we have to start with family, and once we start with family, then we can spread it to the next door neighbor, which becomes the community, and then tie it in from the community to the church, and then throughout the county, and then throughout the state. We have lost the foundational principles of family, being supportive, uplifting, loving, kind, and being each other's each other's keeper. So I believe that I'm confident that it has to start with family first, love within family, support within family.
Well, of course, and without family, you know, there's even some artist and singer thing. Without family, you can't do anything. But, you know, there's a lot of hatred in the world today. People are saying, well, it's so hateful. I don't want to get out there in it. I don't want to try to help anyone do anything. I don't want to help anyone try and change. Everybody is hating. Why do you think there's a prevalence of hatred going on in our world? People really don't want to get out there and help, and some don't even want to accept the help. So when a person is wondering, well, how are they going to make a change in 2020 to try to help things become better, look better, and have people act better? Why do you think that this hatred might be an impediment to people really wanting to help make the world a better place?
There's two predominant spirits, if you will, or concepts, if you will. There's good and there's evil. We have free will. As human beings, we're empowered to have free will by the Creator. And as a result of having free will, we can make choices of what we want to do, when we want to do, how, where, and so forth and so on. And we can choose to do good, or we can choose to do evil. Evil seems to be dominating society because people have turned away from helping one another. As I said a moment ago, it begins with the family. But we are a brother's keeper, and I'll add sister's keeper. If my neighbor needs something, my neighbor's down and out, whatever it is, a senior citizen or just a neighbor that I need food, need clothing, need shelter, need a few dollars, whatever it is, there's a humane obligation on my part and all human beings to help one another. And if we help one another, and then when my time of need comes, someone would be inclined to help me. If we keep going down this dark, evil, forsaken path, then the United States is going to be just like Rome was centuries ago, destroy itself from within. We got to turn it around by helping one another and loving each other and beginning with the family and then next door neighbor and throughout the community. And so evil can be overcome with good. We just have a choice whether we want to do good or whether we want to do evil. I choose to do good. I believe most choose to do good, but there are a few that do evil that overshadow the good that those of us will do. But keep doing good, because good will bless you, bless the family, bless the community.
Oh, my God, that's scary. That's really scary, and it's scary because, really, you touched on something right back involving the family that I think is part of the answer. If a person is concerned about what they can do to help this world become a better place, it sounds like from listening to you that they've got to shun evil. They've got to put this evil aside, and they've got to make a conscientious decision that they're going to follow a pathway of good. Why do you think things have turned upside down? You know, I don't think I know anyone that wants to live in an evil world. I don't think I know anyone that is saying, I'm going to throw my hands up, forget about everyone else. I'm going to become a god unto myself. I don't know anyone that wants to be afraid to walk down the street day or night. So what do you think is an impediment to people really wanting to get out there and help make this world a better place?
I wish we had enough time on the talk show, Doc. There are two principalities. There's a principality that has a spirit of good, and there's a principality that has a spirit of evil. And those two principalities have been in battle for centuries, literally centuries. And because of that, folks have tried to cleave and give in to the principality of evil rather than the principality of good. There was a time where people did good. They helped the neighbor. They loved one another. They extended themselves. They gave food at the church. They gave clothing at community centers. And so that's why we have the homeless on the street in large numbers, because people are choosing the principality of evil rather than the principality of good. There's still a need for good Samaritans, still a need to help one another. And if we don't get enough good Samaritans on board among the youth, then this country will continue to spiral down the dark, evil, and God-forsaken and no return path.
Well, people tend to have the attitude, I got mine, you got to get yours, and that's it. But as we see with 70,000 on the sidewalk just here in L.A. County, that is a rabid thought, because obviously, again, no one wants to lay out urinating on themselves on the ground. No one wants to be defecating around buildings during daylight hours. No one wants to be going around in soiled clothing only to lay down at night on a concrete ground with a thin sheet for covering. No one wants that. So where have we gone wrong? I know our topic is, what will you do in 2020 to help make the world a better place? But this thing called living, do you think that those that are the strong should be looking out after the week? Some are saying, I don't want to go help the homeless. I may get a disease. I don't want to go out there and try to do anything, getting my hands all involved, and I may have a problem. What has caused people to forsake others? There has got to be a reason why. What is the problem? What is the real problem? Because I want to get out there and help make the world a better place too. But I've got to be able to protect myself and look at the situation for what it is. Will I get hurt trying to help someone?
Lack of empathy, lack of compassion. There's a song saying, he's not heavy, he's my brother. And another one of the great educators years ago wrote a script. He said, if you're holding a man down, you're down with him. It's impossible for the one that's holding a man down to have his hand on the man's back and the man is on his knees and won't let him up. Then I'm down with that man. So if when I extend a hand and I lift up my brother, I lift up my sister, then I'm also lifting myself up. Society was made for human beings to interact with each other, to support one another, care, love, and care for each other. And the selfishness of I got mine and I'm not worried about no bells, or you got yours, you're not worried about, that's foolishness, it's ludicrous, and that's why we're on this path we're on now. We got to turn it around. If we don't turn it around, it's going to be too late and get to a point of no return where we won't be able to turn this thing around. The homeless right now is just the tip of an iceberg. 70,000 in L.A., I don't know what the number is here in Washington, D.C., but it's growing. It's growing day by day. Those of us who have resources, clothes we don't wear, things we don't use, we can just go out and give them to people that's on the street and advocate that some vacant houses, the owners of vacant houses, to convert them into shelter to get people off the street and so forth. And so we have a way to do it. We just got to have the desire to do it and the love and compassion to do it.
Well, where do you think the influence should start with? Some are saying the city is the blame. Some are saying the government is the blame. Some are saying the governor. They're saying leaders are responsible for all of the problems that we see going on in the world. So since I'm not a politician, what am I supposed to actually do to get out there and try to help others? I'm not a politician. What are some of the ways that the average everyday person, Colonel Harrison, can do? He's just a little man in his eyes. He doesn't have a lot, But he's seeing the world and the shape it's in. And as you're saying, if we don't get out and really stretch forward our hand, if this is the tip of the iceberg, all these problems we see today, they're going to get worse. So what are two or three things that the average, common, everyday working man can do to help make the world a better place for 2020, and not just 2020, but for today?
Number one, the working man, working woman have to depend on self, not depend on politicians, not depend on systems, because the systems obviously are failing, and obviously there's some struggles with some of the politicians, because otherwise the systems wouldn't fail. Number one, we got to depend on ourselves. Work somewhere, wherever it is, whatever type of work one can find, and until one can get a job, then go to your neighbor, knock on your neighbor's door, tell them that you need help, tell them that you need resources. So we're looking at the desire to work and ability to work. Number two, going to a next door neighbor, a relative, a friend, a family member, asking for some assistance that you need. And number three, once you receive that assistance, then strive to get up on your feet and become self-sufficient so you can take care of yourself. First, we have to take care of ourselves, then take care of our families, then we can take care of our communities. So we just got to have the desire to do that which we need to do for ourselves and not depend on the government system, not depend on politicians. It begins with self. It begins with self.
Okay, let me ask this question again. What are two or three things that an individual working man can do to help make the world a better place? What are two or three things that I can do, you can do, your mother-in-law can do to help make the world a better place? What are
number
two,
one. Number one, be willing to share some resources that he or she may have.
Okay.
Yes, that's number one. Number two, have compassion. Understand that if it wasn't for the grace of the Creator, there goes I, or there goes you. So have compassion for your fellow man, fellow woman, and children. Number three, look for resources within your community that you can refer people to that have need. Those are the three that comes to mind presently.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I love all those three, but now we steer people to get resources if 70,000 people is laying on the sidewalk. That may or may not work. If we tell them to go down there to seek help, there's no even a space for them to lay down on the ground. So I don't know what resources that we could send anybody to. They're all gone. They all used up. So I'm thinking like the city. The city is telling each and every one of its residents, including the mayor, Garcetti, that if you can take in one, take them in. If you need help converting a garage for some people to come and stay, talk to the city about that. But the overall thing, and I think this was, now we were talking about religious and religion a few seconds ago. I always like to go back to it. And you mentioned that we're our brother's keeper. So what it means is that we have to, as far as the resources, we have to be a resource. So if we're looking for ways to help make the world a better place in the way of homelessness, perhaps we need to look at taking one or two or people in that are down on their luck. So I'm thinking that is one way right there, because everything is gone. Apartments that are, you know, economically priced, and food that is in the reach of those that are impoverished. I mean, things have really gotten a little crazy here in our state. So that's why the politicians and leaders are saying maybe we can appeal to the hearts of people to open their doors up for feeding a homeless person on a Sunday, driving around and giving lunch meals out. Now, there are some cities or municipalities where you can't feed the homeless anymore. So that is a problem there. Maybe you have or your spouse have 5 or 6 blankets you can throw in the car or your van and take it to where homeless people are. That's kind of what I'm thinking about. Help make the world a better place. You're going to have to start from the bottom zero up. But the resources here have just about run out. So I think we have got to make up our mind as an individual that we're going to reach out in 2020 and do whatever it is humanely we can. I think that's going to be one of the avenues. Would you agree to that?
Yes, absolutely, Doc. Absolutely. We're our brothers keeper, sisters keeper. We got to help each other. We got to take to the streets. Take clothes to the street. Take food to the street. Take blankets to the street. Take encouragement to the street. Take prayers to the street. We got to do whatever we need to give people hope, because without hope, the people perish. So those of us who have resources, we got to go to those who don't have resources.
Yep, that is true. And I'll tell you something else, too. A lot of people have more than what they can use. I have just been just a little tearful because some of our restaurants have been caught dumping food. People go into the restaurants and pay $30, $40, $50 for a meal for one person. They take 2 bites and it's thrown out. I mean, it is crazy. And people are scavenging in back of the restaurants. They're bread and beef and rice and things of that sort. They scrape it in and the homeless is opening up their plastic bags trying to eat. So I'm back to what we were talking about earlier. Open your house up on a Sunday. See who needs a meal. Open your house up through the week. See what woman needs a babysitter for one day. Her babysitter was sick, didn't come. She's going to lose $100, $200 if she don't go to work. I mean, there's bulletin boards all around the city where people can post, you know, what they're having. If they're having a birthday party, you're not going to throw that cake away. Perhaps there's others you can write. I mean, there's so many things you can do. Set up a center for recycling of human hearts, meaning I'm here, my hands. Come on in here if you need some prayer. Come on in here if you need a bag of soap. Come on in here if you need a shower. Come on in here if you need extra food to take back to your homeless camp. I mean, I think we need to get down into those grassroots if we plan on helping as an individual to make the world a better place. Like you said, not depending on government or politicians, they have done their best to make sure our city is safe and secure, but they are only human. They can only do so much. And I know I love our politicians here. My dad loved Mark Ridley Thomas. He's the second district supervisor. He'd sit at the table and say, you know what? You better watch that young man. He's going to be someone. And he has really risen. Every time I see his face, I get encouraged. That's Mark Ridley Thomas, L.A. County Supervisor. And then look at Garcetti. He's always doing something. I mean, he and his wife, programs there in the city. Just fabulous. So rather than try to burn an into down and others, Herb Wesson, Jan Perry, L.A. City Council, I can just name all of them that have gotten in there, and they're doing everything humanly possible that they can. But they have this common sense to reach out into the community and rely on individual citizens, not just to pick up guns and start trying to shoot problems away, but to really, with the heart and soul, get out there and see what is actually happening in the world. And I understand, Colonel Harrison, you've written a fabulous book. It's in its second edition. The Answer to Chaos in the World is $19.95 at Amazon.com, and you're getting ready to have a third edition because you're going to, I understand, start talking about the churches and how they were the stronghold in the 1800s, and now they aren't. So that third edition, hey, you guys, you want to make sure you get your copy when it is announced. And we also have a new call-in number, but you can't call in until January. The guest call-in is number 516-595-8247. I will be mentioning that. We're doing a lot of great things, a lot of ERA, especially the International Platform for Peace, where Dr. Harrison is sitting as a presiding minister. God bless you all. Hey, thank you. Don't call me about using that word, God. You know you didn't create yourself. Get real. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for tuning in again. And I hope to hear your voice next week. All you guys, Merry Christmas. I know you're going to have a Happy New Year because you have the Dr. Cappuccino Show. God bless you. Thank you. See you next week. We're going to announce our new name for the show. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Dr. Harrison. Dr. Harrison, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I hope you have a Happy New Year. Everybody loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
Thank you.
You next weekend.
Bye-bye.